Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Full Press NFL Podcast. I am your host, Ian Gundin, and we are back after a little bit of a break. I went to go spend some time up in the frigid Northeast, Bar Harbor, Maine, to be exact, this past weekend. And let's just say I am very, very, very happy to be back here in the warm, sunny region of Florida down here in St. Pete. And look, we're into the offseason. The NFL draft is over. You know, news is kind of, you know, sparse at times, and we're going to kind of hit a little bit of a dry spell here moving forward. But we did get a little bit of news about the future of the greatest quarterback of all time. And no, folks, he has not announced a retirement. He is not turning in his Buccaneers red and pewter for the Miami teal. I hope we can all kind of give up that hope and dream if that's what you're hoping for. No, he is actually signed on to be the Fox Sports lead analyst the moment he is finished playing. Now, again, that could be the end of this year, and there's a lot of reason to believe that this year is going to be his final season. But there was no specific date. There was no specific announcement that this would be his final season. So this deal, which would include broadcasting and being the analyst on the Fox's biggest games, which include two Super Bowls in the next three seasons, if again, he decides to hang him up after this year. Tom Brady, if you were hoping that he was just going to drift off into the sunset and you would never have to hear about him again, well, I hate to break the news to you, folks. The moment he retires, he will be a 10-year commitment with Fox Sports, reportedly for $375 million. And, you know, it's funny to think that as long as Tom Brady has been around, his career earnings are not even going to approach that. You know, granted, he started his career in 2000, which, you know, the quarterback pay scale was a whole hell of a lot different back then, certainly as it is, you know, as opposed to what it is right now, where quarterbacks are regularly getting $40 million plus a year, and that's not going to change anytime soon. This is just a massive deal for Brady, and of course sets him up and for a very, very comfortable rest of his life moving forward, post his football playing career. So it's going to be interesting to see how he mixes into it. This is something that if you would have asked me personally, maybe 5-6 years ago, I would have thought maybe this is just not for him. I don't see him as a broadcaster. However, over the past 5 or 6 years, we've seen him become very brand conscious. You know, the TB12 method, his social media presence has obviously ballooned over the last several years. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, we don't know if it's going to work. However, if you're going to have anyone analyzing the game, might as well be the smartest quarterback to ever play. And that's my opinion, and I think a lot of people share that. So 10 years from the moment that he retires, $375 million, 37 and a half. I'm sorry, $275 million. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself there. No, I apologize, $375 million. Yes, I know, the number is outrageous, folks. But that's the going rate right now. He will be the highest paid NFL analyst. And look, That's what's happening right now. Not only are NFL salaries ballooning, but the analytical side of things, the TV broadcasting side of things, salaries are ballooning. And oftentimes they are for the big name. We saw Tony Romo I don't want to say abruptly, but he ended his career maybe a little bit sooner than some expected. The emergence of Dak Prescott certainly made that a little bit more possible. However, we saw him immediately go to broadcasting and become one of the better and more popular analysts out there. Now, I personally think his gimmick, I guess you want to call it, is a little over the top. However, I do recognize when he is actually analyzing football and not, you know, kind of being the goofy fan that he tends to be sometimes, he adds a lot of value to the game, and I think that's what Fox is hoping for when it comes to Brady, who is replacing a guy that, you know, Troy Aikman, who whether you love him or hate him, he's been a great analyst for that network for some time, and he's moving on, obviously, to Monday Night Football. So there was going to be a massive, massive void during their broadcast schedule. So this is a interesting turn of events. However, Brady has talked about this, and he's made it very clear that this is a post-career move. He tweeted earlier today that him and the Buccaneers, not the Dolphins, the Buccaneers have plenty of work to do in the future. And look, there's no doubt in my mind that Brady is going to, the allure of being able to be an analyst during the Super Bowl is fine and dandy. However, there's no way he would ever enjoy it if he still feels like he's able to still play in that game. So whether or not they make the Super Bowl this year, the Buccaneers, that is, that'll be interesting to see. And obviously the storyline heading into this offseason, into this season in general, is going to be Tom Brady's future. And with this hanging over the heads of, you know, everyone now, it's safe to assume that, yes, this season is probably going to be his last. And you know, at 45, it shouldn't be surprising, but for Brady specifically, it is surprising that he would not play the game much longer. However, it doesn't mean we're going to get rid of him. So for all you, I'm so sick of Tom Brady, I hope he goes away, people out there, I hate to be that bearer of bad news, and I hate to break it to you, but he isn't going to be going anywhere anytime soon. And it remains to be seen whether or not he's going to be a good analyst. Fox is hoping that he is obviously not only their lead analyst, but also what they call a ambassador to the game. And much like, you know, the greats of the NFL in years past, you know, they're the greatest ambassadors for the growth of this game. You know, show what's come before and help grow the game moving forward. And I think a guy like Tom Brady can certainly do that. You know, if not from the football field, he's certainly done that on the football field. But, you know, after his football playing career is over, he can continue to do that in the capacity that he's going to be. And look, like I said, 5 or 6 years ago, I would have probably not guessed that this was going to be the case. However, we've seen him evolve a bit, his public persona, and perhaps those 40 days that he spent retired this offseason, he decided that he just doesn't want to be away from the game in any capacity. And look, quite frankly, this, you know, it's still going to be a busy schedule for him. However, it is going to allow him to have that time with his family and not miss as many events moving forward, because, you know, as much as the broadcasting schedule is taxing, it's not going to be as taxing as what he went through during his football playing career, or continues to go through right now. So I think that's a fine compromise. And look, $375 million. It's hard to say no to that, especially when you're going to be making that in half of the time you spent playing football, and you're not going to touch that amount of money. So good for Tom Brady, bad for his haters out there, because guess what? He's just not going to go away. So we'll see. We'll revisit this as the season plays on. And of course, you know, we'll kind of get a better idea of whether or not this is going to be his last year, whether he makes an official announcement or, you know, what. But it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially, you know, if the Buccaneers happen to get knocked out early, or you know, in a very rare likelihood that they don't make the playoffs, whether or not he will jump in for the playoff coverage moving forward. So, again, big news, Tom Brady, 10 years, $375 million for to be the Fox Sports lead NFL analyst the moment he retires from the game of football. So keep an eye out for that, folks. If you got your favorite broadcasters, well, guess what? The GOAT is going to be into the mix sometime soon. So thank you for tuning in. This was a very quick reaction to this big news. But of course, stay tuned later this week. We're going to have a few more episodes breaking down some of the later free agency moves. We're going to talk just in general whether or not we're going to see Deebo Samuel eventually moved. Is that going to happen? Is the Baker Mayfield situation coming to a head? And of course, any other free agency moves. The second wave's coming up before training camp. We're going to be having it covered. And, of course, we're going to be talking to a lot of our FPC managing editors who cover these teams specifically as we break down what their offseason has entailed so far and what is to come for some of these teams. So thank you very much for tuning in. Give us a follow on Twitter at FullPressNFL. You can follow me personally at IGLEN31. And of course, go to fullpresscoverage.com where you can find this podcast as well as every podcast that we produce right there at the click of your finger. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.